afroflowradio.com.
Go!
Shockwavesoundsflowradio.com. In the inferno? On demand and live pro in audio.
You know?
Hit it with fofo flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show.
www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
All right, I go by the name of Katona P.
All right, Katona P. Now tell me where you get the name from.
Well, actually, I was born in the Bronx, New York, and the avenue that I was raised in was Katona Avenue on East 179th Street. And pretty much I was one of the few rappers in that area that was rapping at the time throughout those years. So I just consider myself the pride of the block, and the P stands for pride, and that's what it stands for, Katona Pride, Katona P.
That's what's up. Man, see, from that special area that we all heard about. I'm in Ohio, so, you know, we've heard about your area, you know. How was it like growing up in that area?
I mean, it was pretty rough growing up in the Bronx, especially in the time that I grew up, and I grew up in the 80s and then mid-90s and stuff like that. So, you know, you've seen the crack epidemic, you've seen a lot of drugs, a lot of shootings, a lot of killings. It was kind of rough growing up in that era, but, you know, it hasn't gotten any better, actually. It's gotten worse within the times and everything, the way things are going now. But it was okay. Man. I mean, I had a lot of good times in the area, too, you know?
Most definitely. Now, tell the audience where they could find you at on the internet, like the best place to go check you out.
Well, you can check out my SoundCloud page. It's usually very active. I'm always putting up new music up there. Right now, at the moment, we're promoting the new album that I just recently dropped. AARP, which stands for All About Rapper's Pride, and that's on there right now. You can check that out, and got about maybe, I think, if I'm not mistaken, about 19, 20 tracks on the album that you can check out, skits and all. So hopefully you guys will check it out.
Why don't you can you spell the name so that they actually, because like some people might not be able to actually pronunciate it correctly. Just spell it for them if you don't mind.
Okay, it's C R O T O N A dash P.
Cool. How about it, big bro? Now, let me ask you, man, what got you started doing music?
Well, actually, I started rapping basically because a friend of mine had some DJ equipment, and we were going to high school together, and we would cut class, go to his friend's house, and he would DJ and just give us the mics, and we just, you know, start freestyling because that's what we like to do. But never took it seriously to sit down and write. Until that very moment that we sat down and started writing rhymes. And, you know, at the beginning, it was kind of hard because it was a lot of flow, but there wasn't a lot of substance behind what we were saying because we didn't really know which direction to take it in. You know, we were just messing around. But as time went on, I met different people that influenced me, and 11 Eagle Crusher being one of the main ones that actually showed me how to, like, count bars, because I used to go in and just rhyme and rhyme and rhyme, and I would never know when to stop. So he pretty much showed me like how to count bars and how to structure songs and stuff like that. And after dealing with him for so many years, I started dealing with a lot of other people. And you know, as you go on, you pick up, you know, along the way.
Definitely, man. So how would you describe your style?
Honest and open, pretty much. Try to touch a lot of topics that I go through in my life and stuff like that. I try not to perpetrate any flaws or anything like that. I mean, I've been through a lot of my life, good and bad, and I just try to put most of that into my music, and, you know, but also trying to keep a New York sound, you know, if you understand what I mean by that.
Totally.
There isn't too much trap style music in my music and all. Every now and then I'll dibble and dabble in it. If somebody sends me something like a feature and I'm feeling it, you know, I might dibble and dabble into it because, you know, it shows your skill as an MC that you can actually, you know, tamper with anything. But it's not really my forte. But, you know, for those that are looking for like that authentic New York sound and the New York regular hip hop and not just trap music, then you can definitely check it out. I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy the music.
So what do you think is going on with the industry these days, man? You know, like you say, it's a lot of trap music out here, but this is like a total, like, open market for, like, the New York, the fundamental New York music, that fundamental California sound, and, of course, the outsiding areas. But, you know, like, right now, South rap has kind of, like, smothered what's going on. So how do you feel about it?
Well, I mean, I have no problems with it, you know, to the point where I don't have a problem them existing because of the fact that you should have different music from all different areas. That's what makes hip hop, that nothing sounds the same. It's all different. So I have no problem with South music, but when it starts to, you know, oversaturate the radio stations in New York City, where when anybody from outside of New York comes to New York and that's the first thing you hear, it's like you don't even know you're in New York anymore. It kind of becomes a problem. I'm not saying that we have to take it to like an old school style or anything like that, but sometimes you need to bring back that authentic hip hop sound. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between the sounds. So, you know, sometimes people want to hear that, and it's, you know, there's a lot more substance and a lot more to talk about when you have, when you deal. I mean, I feel you could also do it with trap beats if you went that direction, but, you know, it'll be a challenge for certain individuals to actually have something to say, you know?
It's all good, man. Like, considering, your opinion about music, we just talked about a little bit, what are your favorite two tracks on the album?
On my album, for the new one?
Yeah, the new one.
I don't know. I think it would probably have to be probably Can't Take It, because it kind of gives off this energy that I kind of want to change a lot of the things that I've done in my past, and I want to move in a different direction. Being that I'm older now, you know, that's the main reason why we went with the whole concept of AARP, because I'm 37 years old. I'm not a young buck, like 21-year-old, 22. I'm 37. So me doing this music shit, it's like me coming back into it and taking it seriously and doing it. I wanted to show the older generation that we actually have a say in this too. And just because we got older doesn't mean that our skills, you know, diminished or anything like that. If anything, if you continue doing it, you've only gotten better throughout the years, because you can only get better at something you're doing, you know?
Totally, man. Totally.
I like Can't Take It, and I also like We Love That, because it's kind of short and to the point. And Past the Sky, I also love that too. That's with Popular the Man, who's also doing a lot of stuff online, and a Fly Tie from the Rock Boy G's, who's a DR period group of rappers that they're putting out on Sony Red. So they're both on the project too, and I like that song a lot too. Plus Pain, featuring Monster Krills and the Militia. I love that song too. I mean, I love so many of them, but you know, those probably be my favorites on the album.
I'm looking forward to hearing it myself. You know, because coming from the Bronx, you know, being 37 and everything, what's one of the hardest things that you've had to overcome to get to where you're at right now?
One of the main things coming up in the era that I came up in was being Puerto Rican, to tell you the truth.
Really?
It was kind of hard coming up. Especially, we talking before the pun era and all that. This is when Joe was first coming out with Flo Joe and all this, and we were still rap. We were young kids trying to do it, and it was very hard to get your foot in the door when you were Hispanic at that time. Pun really opened the doors for a lot of us, you know, to be able to be heard and taken seriously as MCs. Because a lot of times, you know, they kind of gave us the Rico Suave rap and stuff like that from back in the day. So that's what we carried on our shoulders. But once Joe came in and Pun came in and a lot of other MCs that, you know, are either Puerto Rican or half Puerto Rican, they started repping it, you know, it kind of helped it a lot, you know, in the sense of opening the doors a lot more for us, you know?
Definitely. You rocking Noriega at all?
Oh, yeah, I like Noriega, definitely. I mean, he's from my era, so I definitely rep that. I didn't grow up with a lot of the music, even though I keep in tune with a lot of the stuff that's going on now. That's my era, the 90s, the golden era. That's my era, you know?
All right. That's cool, man. That's cool. What advice would you give to young MCs that are coming up trying to break into the industry in some manner or put their stamp down? How would you say to them to help encourage them or keep them on the right track?
The main thing I would tell somebody young right now is to educate yourself, and not only mentally, but also in the sense of like educate yourself when it comes to this music stuff, and learn how to do it on your own. Learn how to do it on your own, because like the mixing and engineering and recording, learn how to do it on your own. You can minimize so much of the cost that way, you know what I mean? And use that money towards other things, and use the resources that you're given. Use the social networking and use the YouTube and everything that you're being provided, because people like us didn't have that opportunity when we were coming up, you know? We had to stand in front of the record labels, the demo tapes, and have them probably throw it in a box full of 500 tapes. We had to deal with that. So now these young kids, that they have the opportunity, even the older cats that are deciding to come back into it now, like I did, you know? If you're really serious about it, just learn to do it on your own. That's the only way you're going to get better at this, and you're going to get what you want out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Yeah, man. Let's see. if you were able to say something to your fans, what would you tell them?
Don't ever stop something that you believe in. Don't ever give up on something that you believe in. If you really believe in it, and just go ahead and follow your dreams. And on top of that, you know, don't always look for the opinions of others to validate what you're trying to do. Sometimes you have to believe in yourself and what you're doing, and really put other people's opinions to the side. Because some of the greatest artists in this world were doubted by many before they actually became something. So the last thing you want to do is just continuously look for other people to validate what you're trying to do, you know?
And what would you tell your fans in relation to buying your music?
I would hope that they all will be able to if they can, and support what I'm trying to do, because as a rapper, I'm trying to feed my family as well. So I would appreciate it if they stream my music or even, you know, bought it. But at the same time, we always try to provide you with something free, something that you can listen to. And for those that don't, may not have the money to really get in tune with what I'm doing. So we always provide free music, because at the end of the day, it's about the culture. It's not only about the money, you know?
And that SoundCloud is the best place to get you on a music tip.
Yeah, I'm always free. On there. Yeah, you can get me on there. I got the SoundCloud page popping up, the Tony P. I got the album, the ARP on there. I have older music. I also have the Recovering Half-Bit project, which was a project before that.
I know you're on Facebook too, right?
Yeah, I'm on there heavy. I'm on there more than I am on Twitter or anything like that. You can always catch me on Twitter too. You can catch me on Twitter. I can throw a few every now and again. But if you really want to get
on Instagram too?
No, I don't do that too much. You know, so like I said, I'm from the older generation, so I try to minimize it, you know. But I know I need to step up certain things. Like they've been telling me, you know, it's a different business now. Things have changed, so you have to keep in tune with certain things. But for me, it's gradual. You know, little by little, I do certain things. But definitely catch me on Facebook, or you could hit me on email, patonap@gmail.com. If you're interested in any features, collaborations, or any showcases coming up that you may want me to be a part of, if I can make it out, I'll definitely try my best to make it out. So, you know, I'm looking forward to working out here and just, you know, getting things done and making a name for myself, for my city, for the Bronx, for my family, for the Ricans, for everybody that love hip-hop, period, you know?
Most deaf, man. What's up with the shout-outs?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my team out in Rochester, New York. That's where I reside right now at the moment. My team, Hex Nation. They're doing a lot of things out here. You can catch their music also on Spotify and Rhapsody and Xbox Music. Anywhere you can find music online, you can find my team, Hex. It's H-E-X-X. My family, Aki Square in the Bronx. First and foremost, always, got to show them love. Pretty much 21115, MinkMillions.com. Also, MinkMillions is another one of my partners that helps me out a lot in this music business. So if you can show him some love too, he got the radio station. You can basically go on there and check out any kind of music you like. Our music is on there too. And pretty much the whole Rochester, New York and Bronx, New York, Snagglepush from the, you know, from formerly from the Bounce Squad. Also, that's my brother. Did a joint with me on my last project. From Doo-Wop in the Bounce Squad. I know you remember that from back in the days. Shouts to him. Shouts to Ray Taylor. Also Shady Ray from the West Coast of Compton. Show a lot of love. Everybody out there that show me love, man. The love is given right back anytime that I possibly can, you know?
Totally, man. I appreciate it. I'm going to be able to get that.
And thanks to you. Shouts to you. Shouts to you for the interview, man. It was a great feeling when I told you my name and you knew who I was. Like, I don't get, you know, you get that every now and again, but you don't get that often. And I'm still one of those dudes that I really appreciate just the fact that you know who I am. You know, like, that means a lot to me. So, all the bullshit aside, I know a lot of rappers get on here and probably try to act all tough and all that shit. Man, I got love for people that got love for me. And I appreciate the love for real. I really do.
Well, I definitely appreciate that too, my man. Like, you can always do a follow-up interview. You can always send me any links that you want posted. You can post on the page. You know, I definitely support you the way that I know how to, which is digitally. So, you know what I'm saying? Just keep in touch for sure. I'm going to get this to you real soon. I might be able to get it done tonight.
Right.
Tonight, because it's a flawless interview, in my opinion. There's no mistakes in it at all. So,
all right, I appreciate that, man.
Tonight, no doubt. So I'll make sure I let 11 know we got it taken care of, and I'll get some information to you tonight about it.
Kind of. Yo, shout to my brother, man. Shout to my brother, 11, man.
Ego without him, he got me straight.
Yeah, without him, I know I'll be on his ass a little too much. You know what I mean? I get on his case a lot, but without him, I'd be nothing without that man right there. So Real talk. Much love to him, and much love to you and the show and everything that you got going on. Much success in the future too, my brother.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.
ProFlowRadio.com.
These are the rules. Number one, tune in, listen up, and stay tuned. Number two, enjoy the show. Number three, tell a friend about the inferno you are now about to witness. We have the hottest talented artists from around the globe. The Pro Flow Radio roster. This lineup of audio artistry is certified and official.
www.maxheat.com.
I tend not to do that since everyone's life experience is different. You never know what you be running into.
Drop a gem, send them on a trip back to the stars so we can clarify the doubts for those who question my heart. See, I've been doing this for years, off and on, never serious. I seen the light redder than Eddie, I went delirious. Needed a green, wasn't willing to wait. So I left it as a hobby, all good, I was straight. The green came in the form of a plane. Never needed a stamp from anyone or any camp. Just me and my man, really hustled, the muscle was us too. Got a sucker for a half a pound and split it us too. Grinding for the re-up routine, no we didn't stash anything left. We just splurged on grass and ass. Real talk, that's when takes came through. Said he seen the ambition plus the pain came through. When I spit it, he could hear it in my voice, told me never quit. Then he got hit with like 20, it was over with. Then I got tangled up in some other shit. Statue of limitation ain't up, keep a button lip, split quick. Got a regular J, yo, that wasn't as magnificent if I say so. So I took that money and flipped it, hustled on the side. Had enough to keep the roof lights on, not a ride. That's the life of a nigga who settled, I guess. And I could say that was me, couldn't settle for less.
So I got that white.
Not the type that stepped on the cook-up type. Hooked up a little body in the basement room. And the money came fast, got complacent soon. Then the rumor mill started, heard they wanted my head. Heard they felt the kind of way we cutting into their bread. See, I couldn't wear the civil route, talked it out. But instead, felt the need to hold the grip by the side of my leg. I wasn't having it, I was gonna get it by any means. Then shots hit a hurricane that severed up many spleens. Sonny seen the dark side, ask me what you wanna do. Stay up here and end up dead or move upstate to something new. So I had to think it through, had to take a minute. X was all I knew, wasn't sure if I was finished. All I knew was that something had to change. That this feeling came over me that lasted so strange. An epiphany. That's right, an epiphany. That's what I had, an epiphany. It must have been an epiphany. Then what else?
Yeah, that's what I'ma do. I'ma move. Fucking ain't nothing keep me anyway besides my daughter. And the moms ain't making shit easy for a nigga anyway. I could move, get my shit together over there. Still be a good dad. Come and check my baby every few months. Send her some cash. Call her every day, keep that bond. I don't know, I guess why not. Something gotta change. Getting too old for all this bullshit. Fuck it, I'ma do it. Start over somewhere else. What's the worst that could happen? I fail. If I fail, I get back up and move forward. Man, ain't nothing keeping me down, nigga.
Can somebody tell this nigga who the fuck I am?